Might As Well is an audio gallery that showcases the rejection of the binary frailties of good and evil in favor of truth told via comically allegorical jeremiads. In other words, Hasehamaumo.
Shit before.
I've never shitted in a tissue before.
You shit, you touch shit every single day if you shit. Like, you don't wipe yourself? It got shit in the tissue when you wipe yourself.
You don't know how to get the... Why are you touching the shit? The tissue is for the shit.
That's what I'm saying. You grab shit all the time.
No,
the
you're
tissue.
Not saying that. You don't. Yeah, you
you're
wipe.
You wiping, you grab the shit.
You don't grab... Why are you grabbing
hold
shit?
Hold on, hold on.
Do you got shit stuck in your ass while you're taking...
Hold on. Are you telling me that y'all just let the doodle fall in the toilet? Y'all don't catch it every time?
Yo,
I am about to leave, bro.
How do y'all take a shit? I must have seen this shit wrong.
My nigga.
I've been catching my shit all these years.
Nah, I'm more disgusted than I feel like I can't continue.
What are you talking about?
My stomach is
hold
turning.
On. So y'all just sit there and shit right, come right out? No way.
What happens if you got the runs or something like that? Yo, what do you do then?
That shit, you wash your hands. Why do you think people wash their hands?
Yo, you shit in your hand, bro?
With tissue.
Well, I started the day on the roof of St. James's Park right up there. I didn't think my day could get any more dramatic than that, but
finished
there you
it
go.
On the roof, judging by your celebrations.
I might finish it on my back after a few beers later with my dad. Right, loads more to come. I shouldn't have said that. On TNT Sports this week.
I'm not saying nothing.
It came out wrong, all right, it came out wrong. There's a massive midweek of football coming up. Have a happy Easter, everyone. I'm going, bye.
I wanted to say
I promised to ask every political leader, beginning of this election campaign, to ask every political leader what it's like to be a working class South African, a working family in South Africa. Mr. Malema, what does a loaf of blue ribbon toaster cost at a spaza shop? How much is a loaf of bread, a staple of South Africans?
I wouldn't know how much is the price of a loaf of bread because I'm in a position where I don't have to go and buy a loaf of bread, but you know, bread and all of the staple food, that must be removed from that. And the government must ensure that those staple food are accessible to our people.
Welcome to Might As Well, bitch, buckle up. This is not NPR. So without further ado, the great Maui Ma.
Niggas were out here praying for our downfall. Right? Niggas were out here praying that Arsenal fails at the Etihad. Bruv, did it happen? No. Because we are the Arsenal. We are back. Right? We are back. Niggas were out here clutching their fucking Torahs. Clutching their fucking rosary pieces. On Easter Sunday, it's Easter, right? He has fucking risen, innit? Niggas were out here praying to the fucking Prophet Muhammad. Niggas were out here praying, Komoria. Komoria. Niggas were out here praying to Barnabas. Niggas were out there praying to their fucking shepherd, Bushiri. Bruv, life is a shit show, innit? Life is a shit show. How many gods do you niggas have? Huh? How many fucking gods are you niggas gonna follow and pray to and worship? What the fuck is going on, bruv? Look around you. None of this shit is real. Right? Our brains are encased in darkness. Right? Our brains are dumb. Our brains cannot see shit. Right? Our brains cannot see shit. Our eyes be out here processing light and fucking imagery and then sending those fucking signals to our brain. We think we see, but hey, bruv, all of this shit is a simulation. Life is a shit show because of politics. Life is a shit show because of religion. Who the fuck are you niggas praying for? However, life is beautiful. Life is beautiful because of sports. I mean, Jesus, bruv. Who the fuck am I? without sports? Who the fuck am I without the fucking banter amongst fans? I love the banter. I live and die for the banter. Niggas were out here praying that Arsenal fails. They were out here praying that Arsenal bottles it again. Bruv, I saw Chelsea fans, Manchester United fans, I saw Liverpool fans, bruv. I saw Tottenham fans. I mean, bruv, where's the shame, Tottenham fans? I saw Tottenham fans lining up on Twitter, aka X. We still call it Twitter, right? Niggas were lining up. Niggas had their fucking drafts ready. Oh my God, had we lost at the Etihad, bruv. Yo, listen, I was gonna have a long week, okay? I was gonna have a long remainder of the fucking season, bruv. The run-in was gonna be a disaster. Week in, week out, niggas were gonna be out here shitting on Arsenal, bruv. But nah, we've got Super Mick Arteta, right? He knows exactly what we need. We're here, bruv. We've got Saliba at the back. And Saka in the front, bruv. Arsenal is gonna win the Champions League. We're here. Bruv, listen. I'm more convinced. Now more than ever. Okay, bruv, today. I'm more convinced that Arsenal is gonna win the league. Okay, bruv. Fam, I watched that Liverpool versus Brighton game. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, bruv, listen. Liverpool has been lucky all season. Liverpool's lucky to be in the fucking conversation. They're fucking lucky. These niggas, bruv, Liverpool is not winning shit. Okay? They are not winning the league. The league is going to North London, bruv. After that game, bruv, that shit was a fucking defensive masterclass. What William Saliba did at the Etihad is incredible. That shit shall never be replicated. Legit, bruv. You can copy. Listen, you can try to copy all you like. You can copy all you like. You'll never be William Saliba, bruv, to all of you fucking defenders. Virgil van Dijk. Bruv, William Saliba is Miles. There, I said it. Right? William Saliba is Miles. Just as a fucking player. Don't tell me about trophies. Oh, does he have the Champions League? Oh, has he won anything? It don't fucking matter. I'm talking about 1-1. Bruv, as a player, William Saliba is just quality. William Saliba is just better. Bruv, we are here. Okay? Arsenal is here and we are here to stay. Niggas were lining up on Twitter. They had their fucking drafts ready. Niggas were ready for the banter. It's all about the banter. Right? I love that shit. I love football banter. Listen, bruv. I don't like participating in it. Right? Online. I like reading it. I love it when niggas like Well Beast. Right? Be out here just going back and forth with niggas. I love that shit. Niggas like fucking United Trey. Right, that guy? Bruv, I love it. I love it when fans come at odds with one another, bruv. I love that shit. I love it when fans butt heads. That's what life is all about. That's what sports is all about. Life is all about sports, my nigga. Life is all about sports. Everything else is a fucking shit show. Life is all about sports, and sports is all about the banter. I love the banter. Give me the banter. Keep everything. Just give me the banter. I love that shit. I love it when niggas be out here shitting on one another. Oh, we've got 2 Champions Leagues. What does Arsenal have? Oh, we have the fucking Invincibles. Right? That's all we've got. Niggas be like, oh, Arsenal has a horrible European history, bruv. It don't matter. And by the way, Arsenal has won a European trophy back in the days. Lest you fucking forget. Do your fucking history, bruv. Do your fucking Googles. We have won a European trophy. Legit. I think it was called, what, the UEFA Cup? Or whatever the fuck. Right? The predecessor to the Europa League. We won that shit back in the days, I think around the 80s, bruv. Yo, we are winners. We've been doing that shit. But listen, it don't matter whether we have a European trophy or not, whether you niggas acknowledge that shit or not, it don't matter. Give me the banter. Right? Keep all the garbage. Legit, bruv. Keep all the fucking atrocities. Keep all the pain. Keep all the anger. Keep all the fucking racism. Give me the banter. I want that shit. Saka is my winger. Who's your winger? Saka is my winger. Bruv, sports is beautiful. Legit. Sports is beautiful. Bruv, Man City had one shot on target the whole game. Indeed. Hey, one shot on target the whole game. And by the way, the game ended, you know, 0-0, right? Both sides didn't score. However, Man City was on a streak. Man City was on a goal scoring streak. These niggas, right, have managed to score for 57 games in a row at the Etihad. 57 games, right? Arsenal stopped that fucking streak. Bruv, we are here. William Saliba got the fucking man of the match. We are here. We are here. Whether you niggas like it or not, we are here. Right? I saw Tottenham fans, bruv. Niggas were heartbroken that Arsenal didn't lose. I was like, bruv, where's the shame? Dear Tottenham fans, where is the shame? Listen, bruv, if I was a Tottenham fan, I was gonna be chilling with fucking Biggie and Tupac. I was gonna kill myself. Legit, I get it. Suicide is nothing to fuck with. Suicide is nothing to play with. However, if I was a Tottenham fan, suicide was gonna be my only fucking option. Right? Because everything else sucks. Life is fucking trash. Look around you, bruv. Life is fucking garbage. Bruv, the fucking... Yo, these niggas are shameless. Tottenham fans are shameless. I mean, bruv, where do they get the fucking cojones to take shots at the gods, bruv? To take shots at Arsenal Football Club? Like, bruv, yo, do you know... Like, yo, how unself-aware are these niggas? I mean, bruv, some self-introspection is needed, Tottenham fans. Look at yourselves in the fucking mirror. You niggas are Tottenham fans. Tottenham Hotspur. Right? Tottenham Hotspur. The club that has a fucking bird on top of a ball for a logo. A bird is slang for a dick. I mean, bruh, it's right there, isn't it? It's right there. A dick and a ball. It's right there. It's right there. You niggas. I mean, bruv, yo, how unself-aware are you, motherfuckers? Do better. The fact that Tottenham fans be out here just talking smack about Arsenal, that shit is wild to me. Fam, listen, Man United fans have the right to say anything to Arsenal. Right? And we also have the right to say anything about them. Same goes for fucking Liverpool. And then maybe sorta kinda Chelsea? Because Chelsea and Man City are basically the same fucking club. Right? These two clubs, bruv, yo, they're fucking manufactured. Legit, bruv, they got juiced up. Right? They got juiced up. They got these fucking owners who wanted to wash their fucking images, right? Just pumping fucking billions money into this shit. Legit. Chelsea and Man City are manufactured clubs. These niggas were made in labs out in fucking Russia and the Middle East. They are not real. Okay, bruv? Man City and Chelsea Football Club, bruv, these two clubs are fucking simulations. Only Manchester United and Liverpool can talk to us, right? They are our big brothers. These are all fucking facts. Look at the fucking list, bruv. Look at the list, right? Of the most successful clubs in English history. Number one, Liverpool. Number 2, Man United. Number 3, Arsenal Football Club. Bruv, only those two are our peers. Everybody else, hey, it's faking jacks. I don't give a fuck how many Champions Leagues you've won. I don't care. Okay, bruv? Arsenal is a big fucking deal. We a big fucking club. Yo, listen. Hey, how about do your Googles, do your fucking history, teach yourself something. Legit, bruv, teach yourself something. Before you yap, before you preach, before you talk a lot, bruv, teach yourself something. Man City don't want to play with the boys. Let's keep it a buck. Man City don't want to meet the boys. Right? In the Champions League, Man City don't want to hang with the boys. They don't. Man City is praying that Arsenal don't make it past Bayern Munich. They're fucking praying all day or that day. Arsenal is here. We are fucking here. And whether you like it or not, we mean business. We are here and we mean fucking business, bruv. We are out here cooking all day or dead day. Arsenal Football motherfucking club, bruv. Okay? Deal with it. We are here and we are here to stay, bruv. Deal with it. And of course, if you can't deal with it, bruv, hey, give me the bant. give me the bant. Give me the banter! Okay, bruv? Give me the banter. Give me the fucking banter. Dear Tottenham fans, if you niggas can't deal with Arsenal being here, hey, how about try to get some fucking ref money? Okay? How about start moving like South Africa's millennials? Them niggas, yo, niggas out of work, innit? Niggas are fucking broke. Yo, dudes are really out of work. Niggas are so fucking broke that they are out here jumping in front of cars, right? Trying to get themselves hit on purpose so that they can get road accident fund money. That's where we at. This is who we are now. We are the I Blew It generation. Niggas wanna be on I Blew It. Niggas are aspiring to be on I Blow It. Talking about your le malinge no Tuesday. Employment I'm a gang and peace la panang is popola. And tola, been fucked up. And tola, my leg was broken, been faggy ice cream. Employment I'm a crashes and pain everything. Heavy breathing. And then the money got in about 10:15 in the morning. Yabon, I piss plumi la paya and a piss got my crate. Le malingen. Yeah, it's Java. Hint on Upopi, it's Java. It's Java. It can't be taken out in a 9 point. What's it? Yeah? Batting a 9.5. Iref Nkhafe, 9.5 million in 30 years in. That day I couldn't run. But that day I ran in Don. All over the yard, I've been down, shine and get him. Been fucked up, but that day I ran. I'm a crush, she's got a bigger pants in feet. Boy. And then same day, I paid a little dealership. I was telling a little Porsche. Yeah, one. I tell Zin, I think Shai Chig and here I rose bank in your bangana. And told her, I'm a Latinova. I plumber, I Latinova, I popper. I want to get away, I'm a ton of a pile, I'm a tapir, I'm a simplement, I'm a douche. Simplement, I'm a douche. Sink piece, la pan and your font, la pian and patama, pity, no lamp, pity, fucking poop, that fit, been fucked up, daughter. You be rich instantly. I plow a lemar in fit, man just sink piece. Things I must go past. Bruv, our generation is fucked. Okay, bruv, have you seen our leaders? Have you heard our leaders? Bruv, yo, let's fucking digress a little bit. Let's digress away from the road accident fund a little bit. Bruv, Julius Malema doesn't know the price of bread. Right? Y'all heard that shit. You niggas all saw the video. This nigga took his talents to Cape Talk in Cape Town. Right? He was getting interviewed on this fucking radio station. And this nigga was asked, hey, bruv, do you know the price of bread? Julius Silomalema doesn't know the price of bread. He doesn't know the price of bread. And this fucking guy is supposed to be the mouthpiece for the people. This nigga speaks on behalf of the people. This nigga is supposed to be the fucking representation of our people. He doesn't know the price of bread. I mean, bruv, yo, now let's keep it about, bruv. Like, how is it possible that a person living in South Africa doesn't know the price of bread? Don't we all eat bread? You know, like, I think some people behave as if, you know, they're too far gone. Like, oh, yeah, I'm too far removed from this. You are not. You are not too far removed from anything. The price of bread is right there. Okay, bruv, how about download the Pick and Pay ASAP app? How about visit your local fucking petrol station? The bread is right there. The bread is right there. How is it possible that niggas, grown-ups, grown folk, niggas who buy groceries, niggas who have kids, how is it possible that these niggas don't know the price of bread? Bruv, he said, yo, I'm in a position where I don't have to know these things. But what does that mean? What does that mean? What? You're a fucking, you know, political party leader. Therefore, you have people who have to worry about that shit on your behalf. You have people who do that shit on your behalf. I mean, bruv, I get it. Right? You have caretakers, you have helpers, I get it. However, bruv, yo, how is it possible, as a grown fucking guy, as a grown up, how is it possible that you don't know the price of bread? I mean, bruv, I watched the whole thing, right? And Julius Malema just sounded like, yo, is he trying to come off, you know, pompous? Is he trying to come off, you know, like better than thou? Like priggish? That's the term? That's the word? Like, bruv, he tried to present himself as this fucking priggish guy, but he's not. Right? Like, bruv, he attempted to sound high class. Like, oh, nah, I don't do that. Right? I don't know the price of bread. I have people who handle that. I'm in a position where I don't have to think about the price of bread. Like, he tried to present himself as, I don't know, bruv, the fucking king of Sheba? I don't know. I mean, bruv, I was like, well, what are you talking about? What are you doing? What are you doing? You are supposed to be the guy. Right? The people look to you. They look to you. They look to you, bruv. R.I.P. to Whitney, fam. Listen, hey, you are supposed to be the mouthpiece of the ghetto, but here you are talking about, oh, I don't know the price of bread, right? My kid goes to fucking private schools. My kid is fancy, right? I don't go to public hospitals. You niggas are asking me to commit suicide. I don't want to commit suicide by going to a public hospital. The ANC has fumbled our hospitals. So I go to private hospitals, darling. I mean, bruv, what was he trying to do? What was Julius Rolihlahla Malema trying to do, bruv? I was like, fam, like, well, what's going on here? What the fuck is this? How out of touch are these niggas? How out of touch do these niggas aspire to be? Because evidently, right, Julius Malema aspires to be out of touch. Hence, he presented himself in that fashion. He aspires to seem better than thou, right? He aspires to present and seem, you know, higher society. Like, bruv, I was like, fam, like, what is he trying to do? What is he trying to do? Because it's not working. Right? In fact, it's just coming off bad. Like, this shit is backfiring in a horrible fashion. Right? Like, you are literally shitting on your followers. Your followers are watching this shit going, oh, this nigga doesn't understand my struggles. You feel me? Like, bruv, you came off silly. You came off just, yo, like, bruv, I don't know what the fuck this guy was trying to do. I really don't. But yo, dear Julius Malema, listen, bruv, it didn't work. You tried to sound, you know, high society, but it didn't work. It didn't work. You are like Tony Soprano. Legit, bruv, you are like Tony Soprano. You know that fucking scene where Tony Soprano goes out of his fucking crib to go get the newspaper by the gate? Right? He walks out, you know, at his fucking crib, like in the burbs. He walks out and he sees a bunch of white people just looking at him with low-key disgust. Right? Right? They were looking at him like, you know, hey, you don't belong here. You don't. You don't belong here. What the fuck are you doing here? You just sullied our neighborhood. And he felt that. This is a person who worked his fucking ass off. Right? To hit those fucking bars. Like, well, you know, he sold drugs. But he worked his ass off to make it into those fucking societies, into those communities, right? In suburbia. He worked his ass off to make it to a fucking gated community, right? Where everybody's well off, everybody's wealthy. He worked hard. He worked hard to fit in. He worked hard to fit in with high society. And then when he made it, when he got there, them niggas look at him and say, hey, bruv, you don't belong here. You are not one of us. You don't look like us. He made it that far to realize that he still needs to go further. Right? And the further he goes, he realizes that, oh, this shit goes on forever. Right? Because he's competing against legacies. You are competing against niggas who are, you know, third or fourth or fifth fucking generation in their lineages, bruv. That's what you are competing with in those communities. Hence, you'll never truly belong because you are an outsider, right? You grew up poor. They didn't. Their families don't know what poverty is, right? 9 times out of 10. So, bruv, it baffles me when niggas who, you know, got it out the fucking mud, then, you know, move on to these, you know, burbs and try to fit in with people who have generational wealth. You got it out the mud. You are the first generation in your lineage to get the bag, right? Now build generational wealth within your fucking community. Save your people, bruv. Save your people. Before jumping out the window, save your people. All fucking facts. Before trying to fit in a certain community, bruv, how about save your people? And listen, bruv. Listen. We all want dope shit for our progeny. Right? This is just all facts. We all do. We want great shit for our families. Beautiful shit for our families. For example, my kid is gonna go to a private school. Not because I don't fuck with my people, no. Not because of that. But because of the fact that the schools that I've identified, you know, have dope curriculums. And yes, 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 the public school system is fucked. However, if I get presented, right, with a dope public school, my kid is gonna go to that school. Legit, bruv, I have nothing against public schools. I have nothing against public anything, for that matter. Okay, bruv, I support public facilities. I really do, bruv. I support public services because I pay my fucking taxes. I already told you niggas that my wife was supposed to have given birth at a private hospital. We ended up going to a public hospital because somebody, right, a fucking nurse, told us, hey, how about go to this public hospital, right? And we took her advice. We went to that public hospital and we had an amazing experience. My kid is here. He's healthy. He's a big boy, right? He's turning a year old this week. It's fucking incredible. God is great. Allah is great, right? Krishna is great. The Prophet Muhammad, he's a pedo, is great, bruv. Hey, listen, it's all good. I might as well salute all your fucking gods, right? Barnabas is great. Bushiri is great, bruv. Yo, the Star Spangled Banner is great. Xi Jinping is great. The notorious MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, is great. All fucking facts, bruv. Look at me praising all of your fucking gods. P. Diddy is great. And the P is for pedo. These are all fucking facts. Pedo diddler, P. Diddler, dish what it dish. Right, they fucking raided his homes. Did y'all see that? L.A., Miami, New York. It's getting real. It's getting, it's getting real. And where it is, Daphne Joy, 50 Cent's baby mama, and Young Miami were his paid sex workers. Right? Where it is, hey, where it is, he paid Young Miami and Daphne Joy a monthly salary just so that they can be his personal sex workers. This is where we at. This nigga is out here running around with drug mules. Young Miami is out here delivering 2CB to him. I mean, bruv, life is a fucking movie. Life is a shit show. All we have is sports. All we have is sports. Bruv, give me the banta. Keep the 2CB. How about that? Keep the fucking 2C. Give me the banta. Legit. Hey, how about keep Meek Mill's asshole? I don't need it. We don't need it. You can keep that. Brother, ew, brother. Brother, brother, ew. What is that? Bruv, you can keep that asshole from Philly. You can keep that shit. Because that asshole, bruv, nah, that shit may be your fucking dream, Diddy, but nah, that shit is a fucking nightmare to me. Okay? You are your dream chasing. Nah, bruv, I don't need that, brother. Ew! Brother, ew! Brother, ew, brother! What the fuck? What the fuck is that? You can keep Meek Mill's asshole. We don't need it. We really don't. We got the banta. That's all we've got. And that's all we need. All fucking facts, bruv. We don't need Meek Mill's asshole. We don't need Stevie J's asshole. We just don't. We just fucking don't. You niggas be out here just fucking gambling with your lives. Legit. Yo, bruv, these fucking rappers be out here just gambling with their fucking lives. Bruv, anal sex is dangerous. Okay, bruv. Anal, yo, bruv, shoving shit up your fucking poop hole, that's a dangerous game. Dear man, I mean, nah. That's a dangerous game. And, bruv, I'm talking to straight men. Legit, if you gay, hey, Diddy, if you gay, do you. Do you. Okay, bruv, do your fucking thing, bruv. Because David is great. Right? David, hey, Allah, listen, Allah got you. David got you. Okay, bruv. Abraham got you, my nigga. It's all good. Do you. If you buy, cook, hey, cook. Do your thing. Okay, bruv. You are gonna do very well in prison. Do your fucking thing, bruv. Right? Suge Knight even called in. Right, live from prison, and he said, hey, dear Diddy, how about drop the name Love, Brother Love? That shit is not gonna work in prison, bruh. Hey, if you are Brother Love, deep down, bagat bagat, right? If you are Brother Love, and all you've got is a bunch of fucking loving, you just wanna make love to these boys. If that's what you wanna do, bruh, listen, prison is for you. Because that's all those niggas wanna do. Them boys in there, bruv, that's all they want to do. They want to make love to other boys. Right? Right? Bruv, Usher once said, I want to make love in this club. Right? In this club. In this club. Right? He once said that. He once said, Nifuna ukwenza uthando. Irik. Lana kule club. Irik. Esha. Nifuna ukwenza uthando. Bruh, yo, he once said that, innit? He wants to make love in this club. Is that code? Nobody knows. Did Usher get touched by P. Diddy? Nobody knows. Right? The fucking, bruv, the Diddy flavor camp. I mean, I mean, that sounds that sounds nasty, isn't it? That sounds nasty. And the fact that when Usher was a kid, they shipped him out, right? L.A. Reid shipped Usher out to Diddy's Flavor Camp. I mean, bruv, what the fuck does that mean? Flavor Camp? What the fuck is a Flavor Camp? Imagine sending a teenager, a young teenage boy, to a grown-ass man's Flavor Camp. I mean, bruv, yo, weird shit gonna pop off. Right? That's just how it works. That's just how it fucking works. Diddy is a nasty fucking guy. But evidently, he's out here acting as if he's above the law. Because they spotted him. Because TMZ's everywhere, bruv. TMZ, nah. TMZ's watching. Niggas be like, oh, Big Brother is watching. Nah, bruv. TMZ is watching. TMZ is Big Brother, bruv. They spotted this fucking guy somewhere in Miami. Right? Just floating about. Running around Miami, going to a fucking golf course with these kids, just chilling, taking it easy. And some guy bumped into him at a fucking restaurant going, oh, yeah, I bumped into the guy. Right? And Diddy was like, hey, love, ha, ha, peace, ha, what's up? He's like, bro, what's going on? I'm fucking confused. What the fuck is going on? What's happening? Everything is happening at the same damn time. And whilst all of this shit is happening, the whole world is waiting for Drake and J. Cole to finally fucking respond to Kendrick Lamar. Right? That's all we care about. That's all we fucking care about. All we care about is the fucking Drake diss, bruv. Drop the diss. How about diss him already, bruv? Jesus fucking Christ, we live in a crazy world. Our politicians don't know the price of bread. Welcome to South Africa. This is what we do in South Africa. Right? These are the type of people we produce. We produce low quality motherfuckers, low frequency motherfuckers. This is what we do. Now, bruv, let's get back to the road accident fund, bruv. Niggas are broke in South Africa. Niggas are out of work. Last week, I saw a video. I saw a video of some guy, right? Standing on the side of the road. I think he was rocking overalls, evidently. You know, he was fresh from work or whatever the fuck. I don't know. I don't know what you niggas do in South Africa, okay? I'm a fucking podcaster. I don't know. What do y'all niggas do? You know, are you all niggas, you know, forex, you know, traders? Are you DJs? Like, what do y'all do? Bitches out here getting BBLs, and where does BBLs smell like shit? What do y'all do? Is everybody on OnlyFans? Is everybody flying to Turkey? Is everybody chilling in Dubai, getting scammed, scamming, getting fucked, sucking off tigers? What are y'all doing, bruv? What do y'all do? What's your job? You know? What are y'all doing out here, bruv? We live in a crazy world, but I fucking digress. I saw a video of a dude rocking overalls on the side of the road, right? He was out there just waiting. Evidently, he was waiting for the fucking traffic to pass, the cars to pass, you know, in order for him to cross. You know, evidently, he wanted to cross the road. Why did the fucking guy in overalls cross the road? I don't fucking know, because he didn't cross the fucking road. He got hit by a car, right? He got hit by a car deliberately, bruv. This fucking guy jumped in front of the car. Okay, listen. Hey, he dived as if he was diving into a body of water. He dived in front of the car. And the car, of course, right, had a fucking, you know, GoPro or whatever. This fucking guy was recording everything in front of him, which is good, which is smart, bruv. Yo, this nigga got himself hit on purpose, deliberately, because evidently he wants to cash in. There's something called the Road Accident Fund in South Africa. Okay? If you get hit by a car, or if you just get into an accident in general, right, the government is gonna pay you a certain amount, right? Especially if you are hurt, because then you become a cripple, innit? You become a fucking problem for everybody, right? Once you get crippled, or if your fucking body gets affected by whatever accident, like, bruh, the government pays you a certain fee, We live in a crazy fucking world. Listen, it's a beautiful thing if you genuinely get into an accident. Bruv, hey, niggas are jumping in front of cars. Okay? Premeditate. These niggas are getting into premeditated accidents. They're jumping in front of cars. Right? Because they want to cash in. They want to make guap. They want to be on TV. They want to drive fancy cars. They want to be able to drop inspirational quotes on social media like, hey, work hard. Right? Imagine getting money from the road accident fund and then waking up every day just to drop a fucking inspirational quote on social media like, hey, work hard. Okay, bruv? Hey, listen, like back in the days, I used to be poor too. But due to hard work and dedication, look at me now. Right? Imagine getting hit by a whip and then cashing in, getting guap from the fucking government. Then bada bing, bada boom, you know? You are fucking Andrew Tate. You are fucking Gary Vee. Voila, magic. That's how it works in South Africa. This is it, bruv. This is the fucking economy that the ANC has built, right? And we have to adapt accordingly. We have to play ball, right? We gotta adapt to this fucking system. And if it means throwing ourselves in front of moving cars, hey, listen, this is what it is. Who am I to judge? Who am I to judge? Bruv, our leaders be out here talking about the fourth industrial revolution. Oh my God, oh, when that shit pops off, oh, niggas are fucked, right? Because the robots are gonna take over, and AI is gonna be powerful, and once that bitch hits artificial super intelligence, everybody fucked, niggas are gonna lose their jobs, lawyers are out of work, marketers are out of work, copywriters are out of work, I mean, brah, everybody fucked, right? Everybody fucked. Fucking artists are out of work because AI is coming, right? Therefore, we must adapt. We must create systems that will be able to take care of the people. Once the robots take over, systems like UBI, aka Universal Basic Income. Bruv, listen. If you live outside of South Africa, I've got news for you, okay? UBI is already here. In South Africa. UBI is not some fucking far-flung idea that's coming in the future in South Africa. No. Universal basic income is already here. The government pays unemployed niggas around 350 rands. Okay? UBI is here. Unemployed niggas get paid on a monthly basis. Bruv, this is how you know that the country is fucked. Niggas already earn gua for being unemployed. And bruv, AI still hasn't taken over South Africa. Okay? Niggas got ABI before AI. Okay, bruv, this is who we are. The fucking economy is fucked. Hence, niggas are out here gambling with their lives. Like my dog, Sandro, the goat gambler, Tonali. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, bruv. Now, it never stops. When it comes to Sandro, bruv, now, this nigga is really addicted. Sandro Tonali is right up there with the goats of addiction. Right up there with the fucking goats. Right? The fucking Artie Langs. Right? The fucking Bruno Marses. Bruv, he's right up there. The Elvises of this world. He's right up there. The fucking Keith Murrays. I mean, brah. I saw Keith Murray. I mean, Jesus. That fucking video of Keith Murray at some fucking motel or whatever. I mean, that shit is just sad. Right? But I fucking digress. Sandro Tonali is right up there with the GOATs when it comes to addiction. The fucking M&Ms, right? The fucking P. Diddy's. Diddy is addicted to sex. Let's just keep it a buck and maybe drugs, bruv. That's neither here nor there. All I know is Sandro Tonali is right up there with the GOATs of addiction, right? The fucking DMXs of this world. Jesus, bruv. Jesus, R.I.P., innit? R.I.P. fam. Newcastle's Sandro Tonali, who previously was banned for 10 months due to betting offences in Italy, right, has now been charged by the FA in England with 50 counts of placing bets earlier this season. I mean, bruh, this nigga, nah, he's addicted, man. Get addicted, Ndidey. Right? He's fuck, like, bruv, he can't help himself. He's beyond addicted, bruv. He's in too deep. He's in too deep. I mean, bruh, did y'all see Bruno Mars? Bruno Mars owes the MGM $50 million. I mean, bruh, wait, what? That's fucking insane. Right? This nigga, wait, huh? He's $50 million. Right? $50 million in betting debt. Do you know how crazy that shit is, bruv? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, how do you even get to $50 million, bruv? How high stakes are the games this fucking guy's playing? I mean, fam, we live in a crazy fucking world. Right? You see that? You see that fucking dichotomy between them and us? And by them, I mean the West. And that's over here in the fucking sub-Saharan. You see that difference? That fucking contrast? You see that shit? Huh? On our side, niggas are fucked up. Niggas are so fucked up that they are out here diving in front of cars, trying to get hit on purpose, just so that they can make a bit of fucking money, bruv. That's how fucked up shit is, fam. That video I saw of that nigga who dived in front of the car, bruv, that shit is hilarious. His diving stance is very Meek Millish. Legit, brother, there's something very suspect, man, about it, man. You know what I mean? He's got that. Yo, bro, have you ever seen Meek Mill dive into a pool? That's how that guy looked. He dived in front of the car, just like how Meek Mill dives into a body of water. It's a fucking shit show. This is it. This is who we are. Okay, bro? Niggas are fucked up in the sub-Saharan. Right? They're so fucked up that they are willing to gamble with their bodies. Right? And then, bruv, on the fucking flips out of this fucking coin. Right? When you look at the West, niggas are literally wealthy. Literally gone. They have all the money in the world. But they're out here gambling it all away. Niggas have generational wealth and they don't care about it. Right? They gotta feed their fucking addictions. This is the world. This is the world that capitalism has built, right? But then again, you know, we don't have any other fucking options because nothing else works. Socialism doesn't work. And evidently, Nazism doesn't work. I mean, we live in a crazy fucking world, bruv. Legit, look around you, right? Cash rules everything around us. And that shit is sad, right? Niggas worship pieces of paper. This is it, right? How dumb are we, bruv? As a fucking people, as a species, as humanity, as human beings, how dumb are we? Really think about it, bruv. How fucking dumb are we? Our lives are being fucking dictated to by pieces of paper that we made, that we created, right? It's fucking crazy. It's fucking asinine. But here we are. Cash rules everything around us. Rest in peace to AKA. Some niggas got paid $800,000 by some fucking dudes or dude in Durban, allegedly. And here we are. Right? And talking about Durban, bruv, what the fuck is going on? The fucking beach over there, it's a shit show. It's a fucking disaster. I mean, bruv, I have never seen this many chicken bones on the fucking beach in my life. Okay? I mean, bruv, what's up with the chicken bones? La loya, man. Dear Durban, man. Stop witchcraft. I mean, bruv, yo, Durban's beach could just be the first beach in the world where niggas are gonna be told to wear their fucking boots. Niggas be like, hey, bring your fucking Timberlands. Okay, bring your fucking Hunter boots. Bring your fucking Dr. Martens. If you want to visit our beach, bruh, hey, protect your feet. Okay, bruv? A paradis reef. About the caterpillars. All fucking facts, bruv. What the fuck is going on over there, bruv? That fucking video was disturbing. This fucking... I was like, wait, what? This guy, right? This fucking dude was like, hey, I just took a jog with my daughter, right? On Durban's beach sand. I was like, number one, why you taking jogs on the beach? I get it. You know, maybe it's a bit tough and, you know, you like the fucking, you know, the trashiness of it all. I get it. But still, how about, you know, do it at home. This is how niggas die. This is how niggas get shot. How about stay home? How about do it in your yard? Ay-yay-yay-yay-yay. Avoid the fucking streets, but I digress. This nigga took a video of him and his daughter running on the beach. And I was like, why is that beach so fucking dirty? What's going on in Durban? Ay-yay-yay-yay-yay, bruv. KZN is just falling apart. Pray for KwaZulu. Because niggas over there have pink eye. Yeah. Yeah, bruv. Yo, bruv. Pink eye infections are on the rise in KwaZulu-Natal. Pink eye infections are now sitting at over 20,000 people, according to the last update from the KZN Health Department. The first pink eye case in KZN was reported at the Mangosuthu University of Technology in Feb, obviously. Right? It just had to be, bruv. It just had to be Mangosuthu. I mean, bruv, rest in peace, obviously. But come on, dude. Right, these niggas, yo, it just had to be Mangosuthu. Okay? If you don't know who Mangosuthu is, bruv, do your fucking Googles. It just had to be them. It just had to be that fucking university. That university that's named after that guy. It just had to be. It's crazy. This pink eye shit has niggas shook. Right? Because niggas had to go back home for the Easter weekend. So my niggas were fucking scared shitless. Niggas are like, hey, bruv, I hope I don't catch this shit. Right? Niggas be out here praying to their fucking gods, bruv. It's a fucking shit show. That shit is sad. But this pink eye shit is mad real. It's fucking real. Dish what a dish. Right? Niggas be out here praying for their eyes. Niggas be out here worried for their fucking eyes. It's crazy, bruv. But niggas have to go back home. They have to go meet their fucking people. They have to go see their families. They have to go, hey, bruv, dish what a dish. Welcome to South Africa, where most people who live in Johannesburg are not from Johannesburg. Okay, most people live, you know, or are from, you know, places far from Johannesburg, like the Free State, Limpopo, you know, and KZN. So, bruv, during the holiday season, niggas have to go back home. They have to go be with their family members. So my KZN niggas, bruv, yo, my niggas are fucked. They're fucked. Right, because I'm pretty sure their fucking cousins over there have pink eye. It's a fucking shit show. Welcome to South Africa, bruv. KZN, man. Man. The fuck is going on over there? Getting kabi, getting pink eye, get HIV, bones on the beach. I mean, bruv, it's a fucking shit show. It's crazy. Pink eye is the inflammation of the conjunctiva, a membrane that lines the eyelid and the eyeball. It spreads through contact with infected secretions from the eye, and often the second eye becomes infected within 24 to 48 hours. So be careful out there. Buckle the fuck up, strap up, love yourself. Okay, bruv? And I hope you niggas didn't eat too much. Okay, bruv? The fucking, you know, holiday seasons, you know, niggas just overeat, they overdo it. Relax, take it easy, enjoy your fucking life, but don't overdo it, don't overindulge. Avoid becoming a fat slob, because nobody's coming to save you, bruv. Nothing is coming to save you, fam. A new study shows that Ozempic and or Wegovy users undergoing gastrointestinal procedures like endoscopies face a 33% higher risk of aspiration pneumonia, a condition where food or liquids get inhaled into the lungs, potentially leading to death. Researchers emphasize the importance of halting these medications before such procedures to prevent this life-threatening complication. Everything is trying to kill us. Okay, bruv? Everything. Everything is trying to kill us, so buckle the fuck up. Love yourself. Because nobody loves us, bruv. Our government, our leaders don't fuck with us. I mean, fam, no si viwe mabisa. Ngagula or ngugula, whatever the fuck. I mean, fam, she allegedly received bribes totaling to around 4.5 million in hard cash and a wig. Okay, bruv? Okay? They bribed her with 4.5 million plus a wig. Okay? Welcome to South Africa. This is what we do. Maui out.
It's getting spooky.
It's getting spooky.
It's getting spooky. It's getting spooky. It's getting spooky.
It's getting spooky.
It's getting spooky.
It's getting spooky.
It's getting spooky.
It's getting spooky. Weird times. Global weirding.
What happened?
At 12, I stole a car.
At 12?
Yes.
Damn.
Where? In Sandton?
My team. Yeah.
Where?
Orange Grove.
Yeah.
Yeah, you only used to rob white people.
Me, I steal from the whites, strictly. My crime was influenced by politics. It was a political influence. The whites have taken, we are repossessing our forefathers' cows.
And when you say
they say nothing of that sort. Last Fridays, one known gentleman here who runs a transport industry in the north of Durban went to one site with 12 armed people last week. Not that very last Friday, the other one, on a Friday. 12 armed people. They bomb. Yeah. Nyalazi gama lakhe njengoba nihlelelana nje niyazi ukuthi nani niyamsaba njengoba nihleli lapha bakwona laba abahleli la bamsaba lowo muntu
yes
bamsaba abasukume phela abalibiza igama lakhe geke geke balibiza
yes I feel like I do precious
no that's not
I don't yarn.
That is Lizzo.
She is precious, though. Lizzo's precious.
That's like what I call her.
Lizzo is
her
precious.
Nickname is precious to me.
Yes. No, Lizzo is precious.
Okay, will Kathy know this man?
Yeah, those BBLs be stinking. So, you guys may have seen this online that BBL smells is trending. And there are a lot of reasons for that smell, but I think that I will tell you guys a story about a girl that I dated, and I took her out, and she had had a BBL. Her body looked crazy good. Like, she had it done right. Her whole body looked amazing. So we linked up, and we went out, had a really good time. We went to a Lakers game, and then went to a spot by LA Live and had some dinner. Had a really good time. And so she was like, so what you trying to do? I was like, yeah, let's go back to my place and relax, have a nightcap and see where it takes us. So we drive back to my spot. And so light the candles, get the music going, open up a bottle of champagne, and we sitting there and we're having a nice vibe. And, you know, we start getting into it and everything, and clothes start to come off. And she wanted to give me a little show. So she was like, just stand right there. And so, like, she took off everything very seductively and got on my bed and started twerking that thing, right? And I was like, what the hell? Because at this point, she got nothing on. And I smell this smell, and it hits my nose. Shit was like a salt of my nose. I'm like, what the hell? And so I'm like, baby, not to be rude, but I know we had a long day. You're not smelling that fresh down there. I think you need to get into the shower and go ahead and freshen up. And she looked at me so embarrassed. I did it as gently as I could, but what I realized is if someone has had a normal size behind for all of their life, and then they switch up, and now they got this big BBL, they have to reach back there and really clean. You know what I'm saying? And if they're not used to doing that, they might not know that, hey, you sweat differently. Everything is different when you add that much more meat back there. That thing can't breathe as good. And so she ended up getting in the shower and everything. I had everything that she needed. And I ended up clapping them cheeks. And it was much better. But some people, the smell, I think her smell was coming from just not being able to get back there and clean properly. But some people's smell is coming from what the excretions and what's coming out with the fat that they've actually put in to their bodies. So, you know, BBLs for me is just for fun. Those women are for fun. Like, you can't take women with BBLs, in my opinion, the parent-teacher conferences. They big old ass knocking over the little kids' crayons and stuff as they try to walk through the parent-teachers conferences in them small-ass classrooms. That's not really for me. That's for fun. That's for, you know, weekend fun. You know, wifey material is just regular, natural women that you can build a family with and give a great life to. But that's one of my stories on BBLs.
They are not in public schools because there are no public schools. The ANC has collapsed the education system. And you cannot say to me, Mr. Malema, you are now in parliament, go to a public hospital that is dysfunctional. You are actually asking me to commit suicide. So we need to, as the
EFF... But 80% of South Africans rely on a public health service. If we are to feel empathy to those who are making use of crumbling public services, then surely we should have the people making the decisions also not just having empathy, but actually experiencing that themselves.
No, you can't ask me in the name of empathy that I must commit suicide so that I can rescue 80%. I have to be alive so that I can take over this government and correct those hospitals. And under the EFF government, which will be having decision-making powers, we are now going to force you to use public hospitals because those hospitals will be functional. Those schools will be functional. And as part of our commitment to education, it must be free, it must be of quality, it must be decolonized. And we want mathematics to be compulsory in schools because we want our children to learn the necessary skills. Fairwood said, what will a black child do with mathematics? And therefore denied us that opportunity. So we need to take it back and teach our children that which we're denied.
But largely, and the statistics and the methodology that's used is that the more middle class people use public service, the greater investment. My wife and I, we live next door to a public school. Literally, we could throw our kid over the fence and then she lands.
Yeah.
We have taken a decision to use and go to a public school. fairly decently priced school fees. I understand my privilege of augmenting here and there, but I've decided as a South African, if I want a better service for all South Africans, as a middle class South African, I need to buy in. Why aren't more politicians doing the same?
No. You are so privileged to stay next to a public school that is functional. It's not the reality in Google.
No, it's the private school that's right next door. We take our child to a government school.
That's what I'm saying. So you are so one of the few privileged people who still have public schools that are functional. There are functional schools that are public that I know, but generally that is not the case. Okay. And it's not middle class that makes public education to be functional. It is the deliberate decision by government to ensure that public education must be functional. Okay.